Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunns.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic.
On I-135 southbound at 29th Street, there's a disabled vehicle blocking the lane, and it's causing a 2-mile backup past the I-235 interchange. And I-235 is also jammed up from Broadway to K-96 eastbound to Hillside. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Partly cloudy, breezy, and warm today. A high of 82. South winds go west, 15 to 25 and gusty. Any thunderstorms this afternoon should be well east of the turnpike. Becoming clear and a little bit cooler tonight. 53 is the low. Sunny and warm on Thursday. High 85. Partly cloudy, windy on Friday. High in the low 80s. Storm chances return Friday evening and they could be severe. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179. Tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
That radio's on
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I wanna hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
And we welcome in Sri Aslada, KU Insider, KC Star at SHRE98, world famous podcaster now. We'll get to KU in a minute, Sri. TJ and I don't agree on something we were just talking about. This is getting a lot of run in college sports. How do you feel about the 5-year rule? You're 18 or you're 19 years old, you get 5 years. That's it. No exceptions.
I don't love it. To be honest, I just feel like there are weird exceptions that we need to account for, injuries, like different things. Sometimes people start college a little later, right? Just a lot of different things. I think it's too like trying to be an all-encompassing rule where it not like, you know, I feel like you have to look at things from a case-by-case basis. In a lot of these sports.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I get it, though. I mean, I get the why they're bringing it. We're seeing players play for a long time. I get it. But, man, I just think that's going to create a mess. Anyway, we'll talk about that more later. Let's talk KU. KU couldn't get any basketball players? What are we doing here? Like, how worried should KU fans be on April 15th that there's basically nobody on the roster?
I mean, they're going to fill in a roster at some point, right? I mean, they have 8 roster spots. Presumably, Paul Mbia is coming back. I feel like my DMs are filled with KU fans freaking out. I need KU fans to relax, please. Guys,
okay.
The reality of the situation is things take time. Things are taking longer time than anticipated in some ways. I think they'll probably end up getting at least a few of these guys they've had on the visits yesterday, today. I think they're going to have 5 guys between the last 2-3 days. I think they'll probably end up getting 2 or 3 of those guys at least. I think, you know, I asked around like to a few different sources in the KU program and stuff like that. Everyone keeps on telling me like the lineup building, et cetera, is going to take time and they're not super worried about it. This was the last day or two. Candidly, I don't think it really means much because like I think a lot of blue bloods are not the ones that you fill on the roster are not really adding a ton of players right now. Like Kentucky is in the same boat Kansas is in, and except Kentucky fans are freaking out even more because they have Mark Pope as their coach instead of Bill Self.
So why is that? Why is, you know, not even KU but everybody else, you know, it typically, as we've seen portal things happening, like usually like within a couple of days you've got the guys flooding in. I mean, the portal's only open for 3 weeks for guys to put their names in, I guess, but you know, the longer this goes on, the more top guys go elsewhere. Like, why is there a waiting period right now?
Well, I think the average, like, salary or whatever payment per player is significantly higher this year compared to last year. I mean, like, a guy like Flory is making 2, maybe 3 times what he was making at Kansas last year. You know, the alleged price of $5 million, I heard he made – more than that from Louisville. I heard 6. I heard 6.5 from a few different people outside of the KU program and the basketball world. Obviously, we don't know the exact numbers, but I would not be surprised if he's above 5. But that should tell you where things are at, right? Like last year, the only 2 guys making over 5 in college basketball were 2 transcendent talents in Asia Debonza and Darren Peterson. This year, I was told there'll be multiple 5 million plus guys. So when the top end guys are making that much money, it's kind of trickle down, right? Like where everybody else is making more money as well. So why wouldn't you take your time making the visits? Like Deshaun Good is going to St. John's to visit today. He was at KU yesterday or the day before or whatever. And I mean, like I've heard the visit went quite well. Same thing with Terrence Hill. Like, you know, I've heard there's some confidence level that KU will get one, if not both of these guys. That said, why would you not go on visits and see what the asking price is from these other schools and see if you can leverage that? Because, I mean, Tyron Stokes is doing the exact same thing. He's going on every visit, and he's coming back to KU and asking for more money.
Which, I guess you should, right? I'm with you.
Absolutely.
But at some point, though, going to Kansas, I think for Kansas fans, still needs to be cooler than going to wherever. That's the edge I think that the Blue Bloods might be losing in all this. In football, we've heard coaches talk all the time, like it's going to be harder and harder to compete with the big. But in basketball, maybe it's different or maybe it's not. Like, do the players even care about whose blood is the bluest anymore or whose blood is the greenest, perhaps, maybe now the most important thing?
If I were to rank things based on kind of what I've heard and what I kind of have seen, I'd say money goes first by far. Then it probably goes situation of what, you know, they're kind of joining, and then probably coach and everything else comes after that. Candidly, like I think players don't have the allure of playing for Bill Self like they did 5 years ago. And I think that's because this new era is so money oriented versus not. And like, are you going to turn down $3 million from some random SEC school just to play it for 2 at Kansas or 2.5 at Kansas? I don't think so. Most people are not. So I think that's where like this whole allure of like, oh, I'm a blue blood. Like, okay, yeah, but Kansas hasn't gotten out of the second round in four years. Kentucky's been really bad for a long time now. Not really bad, but relatively bad compared to what they are. Kentucky, UConn's not a blue blood, but they've won three different championships, won two, lost to the defending champs last year. They're not having issues recruiting. I think winning solves all. Like, if Kansas was coming off a year where they made a deep run in the NCAA tournament, first of all, I don't think as many people would be in the portal. Number two, I think they would have an easier job of getting guys to come to Kansas quicker. But if you look at the teams that are picking up guys left and right, it's teams that are willing to spend money. Louisville, Arkansas, LSU, like, you know, teams like that where it's been well documented that the money being spent is, you know, high in all these places.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a little bit of the sand still, if I had to speculate some for you, Shreyas, is that, you know, KU, I imagine, if they want Stokes and feel like they can land Stokes, don't want to go give up a Stokes spot or give up Stokes dollars elsewhere and make sure that that's all allocated there. Not to say that they couldn't fill the other seven, but what's taking so long? Like we joked about this a month ago that this was taking so long. Now it's April 15th. And do you remember any top five-star guys going this late into the cycle? And are we going to get an answer soon?
Well, ideally you get an answer from Stokes in the next 2 weeks. I don't think it's going to drag on much longer than that. But candidly, with Tyron Stokes, he's a different prospect than any, you know, prospect I've covered. There's a lot going on there behind the scenes. His camp is a lot to deal with. I was candidly told, like, I asked somebody high up that I trust, KU side, like, is this him, you know, like, are you guys worried about making the visit, or is this him, you know, just raising the money point price? And he just was like, I think you answered your own question, which I thought was funny. And that was a couple days ago. So I heard from some non-KU sources that the visit to Kentucky went really badly both ways. I heard that there's some more confidence that KU feels like they're in it. I don't know how a visit can go bad that it gives the other side more confidence, but I don't know what Mark Pope is doing, but just do the opposite, I guess. I think this would have been solved like back in like December. If Kansas was a Nike school,
I was going to say, how big of a deal is the sneakers? Tell us about that.
I think it's definitely a big deal. I think, you know, like the Christian Peake, I think from NBA.com has reported that he doesn't like Adidas sneakers and shoes and this and that. Like, okay, whatever. That aside, he's a Nike athlete. Being a Nike athlete at an Adidas school makes it a lot more difficult, I think, to come here, because candidly, I think Kentucky will go insane. Like, if he's on the verge of becoming Kansas, I wouldn't be surprised if Kentucky's like, let's give him $8 million. We need him that bad.
Will Nike pick up that tab for them?
I think they would help out. Absolutely. Like, I think Nike's doing everything they can at the moment to make sure he ends up at Kentucky.
My brain was more so is that if you're a Nike athlete and you go to a school that wears Adidas, like, would that be that Nike would be like, listen, dude, like, we can't pay you while you're wearing Adidas sneakers. Like, I figured there would be the complications with that of being a Nike athlete. But we've seen it before, haven't we? Like, Cooper Flagg did this. He's a New Balance guy. Didn't the Rutgers guys, didn't they wear Nikes at an Adidas school, right?
Yeah, I don't know the exact intricacies of what his contract would look like if he came to Kansas or whatever. If, you know, Nike, I presume he would be able to play in Nikes even if he has to wear an Adidas uniform. It's not like, I'm not sure what like it would look like, but I think they'd figure it out. If he's coming to Kansas, guys, I don't think they really care. The question to me is Tyron Stokes worth all this? And candidly, the more I dig into it, the more I question my sanity and what I'm looking at why Kansas. I had an NBA scout yesterday text me that no program in the country besides bottom feeder Power 5 program should go after Tyron Stokes. Go back and watch the tape of Tyron Stokes. His body language is bad. Somebody told me he has the worst body language they've ever seen. There's going to be a lot of interesting intrigue with this kid. And let me tell you, I've been hearing about this for months now. There are coaches that have coached, and I will not name them because I will end up talking to them. There are coaches that have coached a few of the top prospects, and some of these coaches have not been able to coach properly Tyron Stokes like they were able to coach some of the guys that we've talked about throughout this year. And I was told if they come to Kansas, they will release, quote unquote, the Stokes files to me. So I've heard that from three different people.
You're really striking confidence into us here.
So to me, the character thing is a worry. I think his body language is not great from just the games that I've seen. I think his talent is immense. I know Kansas fans are probably like, who cares? He's worth it. Yeah, okay. I hope you trust Bill Self to figure it out, because I trust Bill Self to do it. I don't trust Mark Pope to figure it out. So, yeah.
Does Bill Self really want to do this again? Not that Darren Peterson was in any way related to the things you're talking about, but it was something to deal with the pressure that people didn't know about.
This is
going
to be 10 times worse than Darren.
You're not the first person I've seen that from, and that worries me too. I got to go back. Did you say Terrence? Which Terrence did you say?
Terrence Hill, the one that visited, had a good...
Terrence Hill or...
Your VCU guy.
Yeah, he's my guy. He's the guy I like so much. But there's also Terrence Brown from
Utah.
He's
coming today. He's supposed to come today.
Okay.
Yeah, he's supposed to come today.
Which is more likely, or as my guy Braxton Jones would always say, is it both of them?
I think it's hard to tell. I feel better about Deshaun than I do about Terrence Hill. Because I think Terrence is still going to Tennessee this Wednesday, or today, really. I think Terrence Brown would be a little more difficult because he went to UNC, and I think the visit went quite well from what I've read. So we'll see. I don't know, guys. I mean, at this point, hopefully they land some stuff. I mean, I expect some good news on the Paul and Bia front, at least. I wrote about it this past weekend.
Yeah.
I think,
I'm kind of big on this. I kind of like it.
Yeah, I like him too. I like him too.
Is he the starting center next year?
I don't know. I think it would be.
I saw our boy Bunky's coming, right?
Yeah, I guess if theoretically Bunky comes, maybe they compete for the starting spot. But I hope that the 1-4 are really good then if they're competing for the starting spot.
I think Paul's better than Bunky. From somebody that watches American Conference basketball, I think it'd be better too.
What about Barron from Tulsa? Didn't he have a minute where KU was looking at him?
I think they're looking at him. I know they're also looking at Alex Wilkins from Furman, but I think Alex...
I kind of like Barron better than Bunky, if I'm being
honest. Yeah, I get it, honestly, because Bunky scored, 11 points a game?
I don't know that he's, like, when I think of his type of player, I'm like Lob City, I'm not thinking of Bunky. I'm thinking of Embiid.
That's fair.
Then Barron stretches it out a little bit more. Different player. Kind of like Hunter Dickinson. Not as good. Shreyas, we'll follow along the best we can. Man, I don't know how KU fans feel.
Glad we made him feel better with Shreyas on the radio this morning.
I don't think we did, but I think it's the right thing to do. I'm worried about the Stokes thing. Like, I want him to go to Kentucky, I'll be honest, and I hope he goes. If he goes to Kansas, I hope he's a superstar, but I kind of want him to go to Kentucky and use the money on the Michigan model of last year. Follow along with Shreyas at the KC Star. Find his podcast. Find him on X at SHRE98. Shreyas, we appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We'll be back.
Kansas Fan Headquarters, 97.5 and 1240 KFH Wichita, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, and Odyssey Sports Station.
The KFH Studios, powered by Devon James Injury Lawyers. Call 888-8888.
That's 888-8888.
Dell PCs with Intel Inside are built for the moments you plan, and the ones you don't. For the time you forgot your charger at the gate.
Passengers, we are now on our initial ascent.
Or when you're bouncing between projects like a ping pong ball. We build PCs with long-lasting battery life, so you're not scrambling for an outlet. And built-in intelligence, so you can stay focused on whatever you're doing. Dell Technologies, built for you. Dell.com/DellPCs.
Pump up the volume.
Business moves fast. Orders roll in, deadlines close in. When you ship with USPS Ground Advantage, you can keep up with confidence. Every package stays in our secure network from dock to door. And with nationwide reach, dependable tracking, and upfront affordable pricing, you get built-in peace of mind. You run the business. We run the routes. Visit USPS.com/Ground Advantage to learn more.
Hey,
Hey, hockey fans. Now with BetMGM, you can win a share of $10,000 in bonus bets when your anytime goal scorer nets three. Enter BetMGM's Hat Trick Jackpot all season long for your chance to win some major bonus bets. It's easy. Just log in and opt into the promotion. Then make an anytime score bet on any hockey game of at least $10. If your player of choice scores three goals instead of just one, you'll win your share of the $10K in bonus bets. There's nothing quite like watching a game with a hat trick, especially when it means you can win a share of $10,000 in bonus bets. Ready to shoot your shot? Download the app today. BetMGM, make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Kansas only. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Please gamble responsibly. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Save big money on everything at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspace with a 6,000 lumen 3-panel LED light from GT Light. It's over 7 times brighter than traditional incandescent light bulbs and features 3 adjustable panels, allowing you to shine light where you need it most. Save big on GT Light LED utility bulbs. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck and RV is stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Backflip, Undercover, X-Dang, Roll-N-Lock, Retrax, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our huge showroom at 333 Northwest Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Toro Days, on now, at Maximum Outdoor Equipment and Service. And that means big savings on mowers. Save on Toro walk-behind mowers, Time Cutter Zero Turns, and Commercial Zero Turns and Grandstands. Toro, America's number one walk-behind mower brand. Count on it. Visit Maximum Outdoor Equipment, south of Kellogg on West Street, or south of 21st and Andover Road, or MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.